Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show, The Good Life, Holy Quran and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. We say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. First off, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. We seek Allah against Satan and reject it. Then we say, Bismillah, Rahman al-Rahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Then we say, Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman al-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'een. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It's God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise and be to Allah, the Lord, sustainer of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. He to be worshipped that agency, show us the straight way, where those upon whom you stood by grace, his portion not wrath, and go not astray. Assalamu alaikum. We traditionally, we read the 1/30 of the Holy Quran, and that's what we'll do. Give me a moment to get my good book. Okay, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'een. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Nor do I absolve my own self of blame. The human soul is certainly prone to evil. Bless my Lord to bestow his mercy. But surely my Lord is all forgiving, most merciful. So the king said, bring him unto me. That's what the king said. Bring him unto me. I will take him specially to serve about my own person. Therefore, when he had spoken to him, he said, be assured this day thou art before our own presence with rank firmly established. Alhamdulillah. To him he said, be assured this day thou art before our own presence with rank firmly established and fidelity fully proved. Joseph said, set me over the storehouses of the land. I will indeed guard them as one that knows their importance. Thus did we give established power to Joseph. Thus did we give established power to Joseph in the land to take possession therein as when or where he pleased. We bestow of our mercy on whom we please, and we suffer not to be loved the reward of those who do good. But verily the reward of the hereafter is best for those who believe and are constant in righteousness. Alhamdulillah. Then came Joseph's brothers. They entered his presence, and he knew them, but they knew him not. And when he had furnished them forth with provisions suitable for them, he said, bring unto me a brother ye have of the same father as yourselves, but a different mother. See ye not that I pay out full measure, and that I do provide the best hospitality? Now if you bring him not to me, ye shall have no measure of corn from me, nor shall ye even come near me. They said, we shall certainly seek to get our wish about him from his father. Indeed, we shall do it. And Joseph told his servants to put their stock in trade with which they have bartered into their saddlebags, so they should know it only when they return to their people, in order that they might come back. Now, when they returned to their father, they said, O our father, no more measure of grain shall we get, unless we Joseph told his servants to put their stock in trade with which they have bartered into their saddlebags, so they should know it when they return to the people, in order that they might come back. Now when they returned to their father, they said, O our father, no more measure of grain shall we get, lest we take our brother. So send our brother with us, that we may get our measure, and we will indeed take every care of him. He said, shall I trust you with him with any result other than when I trusted you with his brother after a time? But Allah is the best to take care of him, and he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Then when they opened their baggage, they found their stock in trade had been returned to them. They said, O our father, what more can we desire? This, our stock in trade has been returned to us, but we shall get more food for our family, and we shall take care of our brother and add at the same time a full camel load of grain to our provision. This is but a small quantity. Jacob said, never will I send him with you until you swear a solemn oath to me in Allah's name that ye will be sure to bring him back to me, unless ye are yourselves hemmed in and made powerless. And when they had sworn their solemn oath, he said, over all that we say, be Allah the witness and guardian. Further, he said, O my sons, enter not all by one gate, if ye by different gates, not that I can profit you out against Allah with my advice. None can command except Allah. On him do I put my trust, and let all that trust put their trust on him. And when they entered in the manner their father had enjoined, it did not profit them in the least against the plan of Allah. It was but a necessity of Jacob's soul, which he discharged, for he was by instruction full of knowledge and experience. But most of them know not. Now when they came into Joseph's presence, he received his full brothers to stay with him. He said to him, behold, I am thy own brother, so grieve not at aught of their doings. At length, when he had furnished them forth with provisions suitable for them, he put the drinking cup into his brother's saddlebag, then shouted out a cry, O ye in the caravan, behold, ye are thieves without doubt. They said, turning towards them, what is it that ye missed? They said, we missed the great beak of the king, for him who produces it is the reward of a camel load. I will be bound by it. Brother said, by Allah, well, you know that we came not to make mischief in the land, and we are no thieves. The Egyptian said, what then shall be the penalty of this if you are proved to have lied? They said, the penalty should be that he in whose saddlebag it is found should be held as bondman
to atone for the crime. Thus it is we punish the wrongdoers. So he began the search with their baggage before he came to the baggage of his brother. And then he brought it out of his brother's baggage. Thus did we plan for Joseph. He could not take his brother by the law of the king, except that Allah willed it so. We raised to degrees of wisdom whom we pleased. But overall, the dude with knowledge is one, the all-knowing. He said, if he steals, there was a brother of his who did steal before him. But these things did Joseph keep locked in his heart, revealing not the secrets to them. He simply said to himself, ye are the worst situated. Allah knoweth best the truth of what ye assert. They said, O exalted one, behold, he has a father aged and venerable who will grieve for him. So take one of us in his place, for we see that thou art gracious in doing good. He said, Allah forbid that we take other than him with whom we found our property. We should be acting wrongfully. He said, Allah forbid that we take other than him with whom we found our property. Indeed, if we did so, we should be acting wrongfully. Now, when they saw no hope of his yielding, they held a conference in private. The leader among them said, know ye that your father did take an oath from you in Allah's name, and how before this ye did fail in your duty with Joseph. Therefore, will I not leave this land until my father permits me or Allah commands me, and he is the best to command. Then turn ye back to your father and say, O our father, behold, thy son committed theft. We bear witness only to what we know, and we could not well guard against the unseen. Ask at the town where we have been and the caravan in which we returned, and you will find we are indeed telling the truth. Jacob said, Mary, but ye have yourselves contrived a story good enough for you, so patience is most fitting for me. Maybe Allah will bring them back all to me in the end, for he is indeed full of knowledge and wisdom. And he turned away from them and said, how great is my grief for Joseph. And his eyes became white with sorrow, and he fell into silent melancholy. They said, by Allah, never wilt thou cease to remember Joseph until thou reach the last extremity of illness or until thou die. He said, I only complain of my distraction and anguish to Allah, and I know from Allah that which ye know not. O my God, go ye and inquire about Joseph and his brother. Never give up hope of Allah's soothing mercy. Truly, no one despairs of Allah's soothing mercy except those who have no faith. Alhamdulillah. Inquire about Joseph and his brother. Never give up hope of Allah's soothing mercy. Truly, no one despairs of Allah's soothing mercy except those who have no faith. Then when they came back into Joseph's presence, they said, O exalted one, distress has seized us and our family. We have now brought but scanty capital, so pay us full measure, we pray thee, and treat it as charity to us, for Allah doth reward the charitable. He said, know ye how we dealt with Joseph and his brother, not knowing what ye were. doing? They said, art thou indeed Joseph? He said, I am Joseph. This is my brother. Allah has indeed been gracious to us all. Behold, he that is righteous and patient, never will Allah suffer its reward to be lost of those who do right. They said, by Allah, indeed, has Allah preferred thee above us, and we certainly have been guilty of sin. He said, this day let no reproach be cast on you. Allah will forgive you, and he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. For with this my shirt, cast it over the face of my father, he will come to see clearly. Then come ye there to me, together with all your family. When the caravan came, when the caravan left Egypt, their father said, I do indeed sense the presence of Joseph. Nay, think me not a dotard. They said, by Allah, true thou art in thy own wandering mind. And when the bearer of the good news came, he cast the shirt over his face, and he forthwith regained clear sight. He said, did I not say to you, I know from Allah that which ye know not? They said, O our father, ask for us forgiveness for our sins, for we were truly at fault. He said, soon will I ask my Lord for forgiveness and for you, for he is indeed all forgiving, most merciful. Then when they entered the presence of Joseph, he provided a home for his parents with himself and said, enter ye Egypt, all in safety, if ye please Allah. And he raised his parents high in the throne of dignity, and they fell down in prostration all before him. He said, oh, my father, this is the fulfillment of my vision of old. Allah hath made it come true. He was indeed good to me when he took me out of prison and brought you all here out of the desert, even after Satan had sown enmity between me and my brother. Verily, my Lord understandeth best the mysteries of all that he planneth to do. Verily, he is full of knowledge and wisdom. Innahu huwa al-alimul hakim. O my Lord, thou hast indeed bestowed on me some power and taught me something of the interpretation of dreams and events. O thou, creator of the heavens and the earth, thou art my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Take thou my soul at death as one submitting to thy will. As a Muslim, unite me with the righteous. O my Lord, thou hast indeed bestowed on me some power to taught me something of the interpretation of dreams and events. O thou, creator of the heavens and the earth, thou art my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Take thou my soul at death as one submitting to thy will as a Muslim, and unite me with the righteous. Alhamdulillah. O my Lord, thou hast indeed bestowed on me some power, taught me something of the interpretation of dreams and events. O thou, creator of the heavens and the earth, thou art my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Take thou my soul at death as one submitting to thy will, that the Muslim can unite me with the righteous. Such is one of the stories of what happened unseen, which we reveal by inspiration unto thee. Nor was thou present with them when they considered their plans together in the process of weaving their plot. Yet no faith will the greater part of mankind have, however ardently thou dost desire it. And no reward dost thou ask of them for this. It is no less than a message for all creatures. In huwa illa zikrun alameen. and how many signs in the heavens and the earth do they pass by, yet they turn their faces away from them. And most of them believe not in Allah without associating others as partners with him. Do then they feel secure from the coming against them of the covering veil of the wrath of Allah, or the coming against them on the final hour? All of a sudden, while they perceive not, say thou, this is my way. I do invite unto Allah on the evidence clear at the scene with one eye. I, and whoever follows me, glory to Allah, never will I join gods with Allah. Nor did we send before thee as messengers any but men, whom we did inspire, men living in human habitation. Will they not travel through the earth and see what was the end of those before them? But the home of the hereafter is best for those who do right, who do not, didn't understand. Respite will be granted till when the messengers give up hope of their people and come to think that they were treated as liars. That reaches them our help, and those whom we will are delivered into safety, but never will be warded off one our punishment from those who are pinned. There is in their stories instruction of men and Jews with understanding. It is not a tale invented, but a confirmation of what went before it, a detailed exposition of all things, and a guide and a mercy to any such as believe. With the these are the signs and verses of the book, that which has been revealed unto thee from thy Lord is the truth for most men, we not. Allah is he who raised the heavens without the pillars that you could see, then he established himself on the throne of authority. He has subjected the sun and the moon to his law, which one runs its course for its term appointed. He does regulate all affairs, explains the signs and nature, that ye may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. It is he who spread out the earth, that therein mountains standing firm, the flowing rivers and fruit of every kind. He made in pairs two and two. He draws the night and the veil over the day. Behold, verily in these things there are signs for those who consider. And in the earth are tracks diverse through neighboring and gardens eternal. And in the earth are tracks diverse though neighboring and gardens and vines and fields sown with corn and paint. Palm trees growing out of single roots or otherwise watered with the same water. Yet some of them do make more excellent than others to eat. Behold, verily, in these things there are signs for those who understand. If thou dost marvel at their want of faith, strange is their saying, when we are actually dust, shall we indeed then be in a creation renewed? They are those who deny their Lord. They are those round whose necks will be yokes of servitude. They will be companions of the fire to dwell therein. For alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. I'm at, right now, I'm at Surah 13, number 6. Surah 13, number 6. They ask thee to hasten on the evil in preference to the good. They yet have come to pass before them many exemplary punishments. Verily, thy Lord is full of forgiveness for mankind for their wrongdoing. And verily, my Lord, thy Lord is also strict in punishment. And the unbelievers say, why is not a sign sent down to him from his Lord? But thou art truly a warner and to every people a guide. Alhamdulillah. Allah doth know what every female womb doth bear, by how much the wombs fall short of their time or number, or do exceed every single thing is before his sight in due proportion. I'm right at number section two. I'm at number nine now. Sura 13, number nine. He knoweth that unseen, that which is open, and he is the great, the most high. It is the same to him whether any of you conceal his speech or declare it openly, whether he lie hid by night or walk forth freely by day. For each such person, there are angels in succession before and behind him. They guard him by command of Allah. Verily, never will Allah change the condition of a people until they change what is within them themselves. But when once Allah willeth a people's punishment, there can be no turning it back, nor will they find besides him any tuple. It is he who doth show you the lightning by way of both fear and of hope. And it is he who doth raise up the clouds heavy with fertilizing rain. Nay, thunder repeateth his praises, and so do the angels with awe, who flingeth the loud voice thunderbolts, and therewith he striketh whosoever he will. Yet these are the men who dare to dispute with Allah, who to dispute about Allah with the strength of his power supreme. For him alone is prayer in truth. Any others that they call upon besides him hear them no more than if they were to stretch forth their hands for water to reach their mouths, but it reaches them not. For the prayer of those without faith is nothing but futile wandering in the mind. Whatever beings there are in the heavens and the earth do prostrate themselves to Allah as acknowledging subjection with goodwill, or in spite of themselves, so do their shadows in the mornings and evenings. And this is a prostration here, alhamdulillah. So we prostrate right here, alhamdulillah. And I'm going to continue right here. Number 16, say, who is the Lord and sustainer of the heavens and the earth? Say, it is Allah. Say, do you then take for worship protectors other than him, such as have no power, either for good or for harm to themselves? Say, are the blind equal with those who see, or the depths of darkness equal with light? I like that. Or do they assign to Allah partners who have created anything as he has created, so that the creation seem to them similar? Say, Allah is the creator of all things. He is the one, the supreme and irresistible. He sends down water from the sky, and the channels flow, each according to its measure. But the torrent bears away the foam that mounts up to the surface. Even so, from that one which they heat in the fire to make ornaments or utensils therewith, there is a scum likewise. Thus doth Allah parable show forth truth and vanity, for the scum disappears like froth cast out, while that which is for the good of mankind remains on the earth. Thus doth Allah set forth parables for those who respond to the Lord are all good things. But those who respond not to him, even if they had all that is on earth and is much more, in vain when they offer it for ransom. For them will the reckoning be terrible. Their abode will be hell. What a bed of misery. Alhamdulillah. I'm at section 3, number 19. You want to read? Assalamu alaikum, Rashad. Rashad.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. So, oh, yeah, I had it on mute. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. Yudhavarami Shaitanajim Vishakvarahim. Again, one who doeth know that that which has been revealed unto thee from thy Lord is the truth, like one who is blind. It is those who are endued with understanding that receive admonition, those who fulfill the covenant of Allah and fail not in their plighted word, those who join together those things which Allah hath commanded to be joined, hold their law in awe and fear the terrible reckoning, those who patiently persevere, seeking the countenance of their Lord, establish regular prayers and spend out of the gifts we have bestowed for their sustenance secretly and openly, and turn off evil with good. For such there is the final attainment of the eternal home, gardens of perpetual bliss, as a dwell therein, as well as the righteous among their fathers, their spouses, and their offspring. And angels shall enter unto them from every gate with the salutation, peace unto you, for that ye persevered in patience. Now how excellent is the final home. But those who break the covenant of Allah after having plighted their word therein and cut asunder those things which Allah has commanded to be joined, and with mischief in the land, on them is a curse, for them is a terrible home. Allah do us enlarge and grant by strict measure the sustenance which he gives to whom he pleases. The worldly rejoice in the life of this world, but the life of this world is but little comfort compared to the hereafter.
Alhamdulillah, section 4. The unbelievers say, why is not a sign sent down to him from his Lord? Say, truly Allah leaveth astray whom he will, but he guided to himself those who turn to him in penitence, those who believe and whose hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. For without doubt, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find satisfaction. For those who believe and work righteousness is every blessedness and a beautiful place of final return. Thus have we sent thee amongst a people before whom long since have other peoples gone and passed away, in order that thou mightest rehearse unto them what we send down unto thee by inspiration. Yet do they reject him, the most gracious, say, he is my Lord, there is no God but he, on him is my trust, and to him do I turn. If there were a Quran with which mountains were moved, or the earth were cloven asunder, or the dead were made to speak, this would be the one. But truly, the command is with Allah in all things. Do not the believers know that had Allah so will, he could have guided all mankind to the right? But the unbelievers never will disaster seize them for their ill deeds, or to settle close to their homes until the promise of Allah come to pass. For verily, Allah will not fail in his promise.
Mock were many messengers before thee, but I granted respite to the unbelievers, and finally I punished them. How terrible was my requital. Is it he who standeth over every soul and knoweth all that it doeth like any others? And yet they ascribe partners to Allah. Say, but name them. Is it that ye will inform him of something he knoweth not on earth, or is it just a show of words? Nay, to those who believe not, their devising seems fleeting, but they are kept back thereby from the path. And those whom Allah leads astray, no one can guide. For them is a penalty in the life of the present, but harder truly is the chastisement of the hereafter. Have they none against Allah. The parable of the garden, which the righteous are promised, beneath the flow rivers, the festival and its fruits thereof, and the shade thereof, such as the end of the righteous. The end of the unbelievers is the fire. Those to whom we have given the book rejoice at what has been revealed unto thee. But those who reject a part thereof say, I am commanded to worship Allah and not to join partners with him. Unto him do I turn, and unto him is my return. Thus have we revealed it to thee, a judgment of authority in Arabic. Were thou to follow their vain desires after the knowledge which hath reached thee, then wilt thou find neither protector nor defender against Allah. We did send messengers before.
He did send messengers before thee and appointed for them wives and children. It was never the part of a messenger to bring a sign except as Allah permitted or commanded, for each period is a book revealed. Allah doth blot out or confirm what he pleases. With him is the mother of the book. Whether we shall show thee within thy lifetime part of what we promised them, or take to ourselves thy soul before it is all accomplished, thy duty is to make the message reach them. It is our part to call them to account. See they not, that we gradually reduce the land in their control from its outlying border, where Allah commands there is none to put back his command, and he is swift in calling to account. Hold on 1 second here. See they not that we gradually reduce land in their control from its outlying border, where Allah commands there is none to put back his command, and he is swift in calling to account. Those before them did also devise plots, but in all things the master planning is Allah's. He knoweth the doings of every soul, and soon will the unbelievers know who gets home in the end. The unbelievers say, no messenger art thou. Say, enough for witness between me and you is Allah, and such as have knowledge of the book. Alhamdulillah.
Surah Ibrahim. Ibrahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif Lam Ra. The book which we have revealed unto thee, in order that thou mayest lead mankind out of the dust of darkness into light, by the leave of the Lord, to the way of him, the exalted in power, worthy of all praise. Of Allah, to whom do it belong all things, in the heavens and on earth, but at last for the unbelievers, for a terrible chastisement their unfaithful bring them. Those who prefer the life of the world to the hereafter, to hinder men from the path of Allah, and seek to make it crooked, they are astray by a long distance. We sent not a messenger except to teach in the language of his own people in order to make things clear to them. So Allah leads astray them, those whom he pleases, and guides whom he pleases. And he is the exalted in power, full of wisdom. We sent Moses with our signs and the command, bring out thy people from the depths of darkness into light, and remind them of the days of Allah, verily in this are signs for such as are firmly patient and constant, grateful and appreciative. Remember, Moses said to his people, call to mind the favor of Allah to you when he delivered you from the people of Pharaoh. They set upon you hard tasks and punishment, slaughtering your sons, and let your women folk live. Then it was a tremendous trial from your Lord. And remember, your Lord caused to be declared publicly, if you are grateful, I will add more favors unto you, But if you show ungratitude, truly my punishment terrible is deep. And Moses said, if you show gratitude, ye and all on earth together, if you show ingratitude, ye and all on earth
together. Here, keep reading, I'm going to make the lot.
All right, yet if you are free of all wants, worthy of all praise. Has not the story reached you, O people, of those who were before you, of the people of Noah and Ad and Tamud, and of those who came after them? None knows them but Allah. To them came messengers with clear signs, but they put their hands up to their mouth and said, we do deny the mission on which we have been sent, and we are really in suspicious disquieting doubt as to that to which ye invite us. The messenger said, is there a doubt about Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth? It is he invites you, in order that he may forgive you your sins and give you respite for it to him appointed. They said, ye are no more than human like ourselves. Ye wish to turn us away from where our fathers used to worship. Then bring us some clear authority. The messenger said to them, we are human like yourselves, but Allah does grant his grace to such of us servants as he pleases. It is not for us to bring you an authority except as Allah permits, and all Allah and all men of faith put their trust. Why we should not put our trust on Allah? Indeed, he has guided us to the ways we follow. We should certainly bear with patience all the hurt you cause us. For those who put their trust should put their trust on Allah. And an unbeliever said to the messengers,
where are you now?
You're at section 3:13.
And the unbeliever said, to their messengers, be sure we shall drive you out of our land, or ye shall return to our religion. And the unbeliever said to their messengers, be sure we shall drive you out of our land, or ye shall return to our religion. But their Lord inspired this message to them. Verily, we shall cause the wrongdoers to perish. And verily, we shall cause you to abide in the land, succeed them. This was such as fear the time when they shall stand before my tribunal, such as feared the punishment denounced. But they sought victory and decision there and then. And frustration was the lot of every powerful, obstinate transgressor. In front of such a one is hell, and he is given for drink boiling, fetid water. In gulps will he sip it, but never will he be near swallowing it down his throat. Death will come to him from every quarter, yet will he not die. And in front of him will be a chastisement unrelenting. The parable of those who reject their Lord is that their works are as ashes on which the wind blows fiercely on a tempestuous day. No power have they over aught that they have earned. That is the straying far, far from the goal. Seest thou not that Allah created the heavens and the earth in truth? If he so will, he can remove you and put in your place a new creation. Nor is that for Allah any great matter. They will all be marshaled before Allah alone. Then will the weak say to those who were arrogant, for us, we but follow you. Can ye then avail us at all against the wrath of Allah? They will reply, if we had received the guidance of Allah, we should have given it to you. To us, it makes no difference now whether we rage or bear these torments with patience. For ourselves, there is no way of escape.
And Satan will say when the matter is decided, it was Allah who gave you a promise of truth. I do promise, but I failed in my promise to you. I had no authority over you except to call you. But ye listen to me. Then reproach me not, but reproach your own souls. I cannot listen to your cries, nor can ye listen to mine. I reject your former act of associating me with Allah. For wrongdoers, there must be a grievous chastisement. But those who believe and work righteousness will be admitted to gardens. Belief which rules the flow to the world and for Allah, with the leave of their Lord. Their greeting there will be peace. See, is that not how Allah set forth a parable, a goodly word like a goodly tree, whose root is firmly fixed and its branches reach to the heavens? It brings forth its fruit at all times by the leave of its Lord. So Allah sets forth parables for men in order that they may receive admonition. And the parable of an evil word is that of an evil tree. It is from it is torn up by the root from the surface of the earth. It has no stability. Allah will establish and strengthen those who believe with the words that stand firm in this world and in the hereafter. But Allah will leave to stay those who do wrong. Allah doeth what He willeth.
Alhamdulillah, hast thou not turned thy vision to those who have changed the favor of Allah into blasphemy and caused their people to descend to the house of perdition? Hell will they endure, an evil abode to stay in. And they set up idols as equal to Allah to mislead men from the path. Say, enjoy your brief power. But Allah, but verily you are making straight way to hell. Let me write that down here. 14, that's 14:30. And they set up idols as equal to Allah to mislead men from the path. Say, enjoy your brief power. But verily you are making straight way for hell. Speak to my servants who have believed, that they may establish regular prayers and spend in charity out of the substance we have given them, secretly and openly, before the coming of a day in which there will be neither mutual bargaining nor befriending. It is Allah who has created the heavens and the earth and sendeth down rain from the skies. With it bringeth out fruits therewith to feed you. It is He who hath made the ships of service to you, that they may sail through the sea by His command. And the rivers also hath He made of service to you, and He hath made of service to you the sun, the moon, both diligently pursuing their courses, and the night and the day hath He also made of service to you. And He giveth you of all that ye ask for. But if ye count the favors of Allah, never will ye be able to number them. Verily, man is given up to injustice and ingratitude.
Remember, Ibrahim said, "O my Lord, make this city one of peace and security, and preserve me and my sons from worshiping idols. O my Lord, they have indeed led astray many among mankind. He then who follows my way is of me, and he that disobeys me, but thou art indeed all forgiving, most merciful. O Lord, I have made some of my offspring to dwell in a valley without cultivation by thy sacred house, in order, O my Lord, that they may establish regular prayers. So fulfill the hearts of those among men who love you, who love towards them. So fill the hearts of some among men with love towards them, and feed them with fruits, so that they may give thanks. O Lord, truly, thou dost know what we conceal and what we reveal, for nothing will ever is hidden from Allah, whether on earth or in heaven. Praise be to Allah, you have granted unto me old age, Ishmael and Isaac, but truly my Lord is he, the hearer of prayer. Oh my Lord, make me one who establish regular prayer, and also lay such among my offspring, oh my Lord, and accept by my prayer. Oh Lord, cover us with thy forgiveness, me, my parents, and all believers on the day that the reckoning will be established. Think
on the love. Think not. On the section 7, number 42. Think not that Allah doth not heed the deeds of those who do wrong, but he giveth them respite against a day when the eyes will fixedly stare in horror. They are running forward with necks outstretched, their heads uplifted, their gaze returning not towards them, and their hearts a gaping void. So warn mankind of the day when the wrath will reach them. Then will the wrongdoers say, our Lord, respite us, if only for a short term. We will answer thy call and follow the messengers. What, were ye not wont to swear aforetime that ye should suffer no decline? And ye dwell in the dwellings of those who wrong their own souls. Ye were clearly shown how we dealt with them. And we put forth many parables in your behalf. Mighty indeed were the plots which they made, but their plots were well within the sight of Allah, even though they were such as to shake the hill. Never think that Allah would fail in his messages and the promise. For Allah exalted in power, the Lord of retribution. One day the earth will be changed to a different earth, and so will be the heavens, and all will be marshaled forth before Allah, the one, the irresistible. And thou will see the sinners that day bowed together in fetters, their garments of liquid pitch, and their faces covered with fire. Wow. That Allah may requite each soul according to its deserts. And verily, Allah is swift in calling to account. Here's a message for mankind. Let them take warning therefrom, and let them know that he is no other than one God. Let men of understanding take Alhamdulillah. We did it. Alhamdulillah.
All right. Yeah,
alhamdulillah. We're doing this 14th, 30th. Alhamdulillah. We're moving on. Getting them blessings. You know, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Ibrahim Saleem? Do you remember Ibrahim Saleem?
No, I don't think that name is not familiar with me.
Yeah, Ibrahim Saleem was a brother who used to have Saleem Bales bonds. And about the time, it was a lot of fitna going on. And he was in it and back and forth with Hassan and all of us was in it and all that. But anyway, he said something that has stuck with me for years, and it really helps, because if you can see, you know.
Hold on for 1 minute. I gotta run to the restroom. I'll be right back.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yes, sir, brother.
Ibrahim Saleem was a brother, and he said, whenever you sit down and read the Holy Quran, this is not mandatory or nothing, but he says, always have a notepad. You know the notepads that I keep in my shirt pocket?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he says, because when you're reading the Holy Quran, over such a period that we be reading, because we be reading kind of like about a half hour, 30, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, and you have thoughts, and you have things to do, and you got things that are urgent, you know what I mean? And so as you read the Holy Quran, a lot of that stuff kind of surfaces in your mind. So what you got to do, you got to jot it down. You see, that's what he do in order to get things done. And I can bear witness to that. Because I try to always have a piece of paper or something to write on as I read the Holy Quran in English, you know. Also, this sister, it's a sister, I don't know if you ever see her over there in Leimert Park. Her name is Carrie. She's a sister who's in the Nation of Islam. And but she's a real estate agent. And she's been with, I think, Keller Williams, or had been with Keller Williams for some years. And so what she do is she gets, I guess, all the nation people together, and she be selling her real estate. And it's out in Beverly Hills somewhere. Her name is Carrie Muhammad. And she's a tall, kind of skinny sister, but she got two, three kids. And you see her over there in the Merck Park. She's kind of an attractive girl. She's like a model. She looks like a model. She's skinny, you know. And so anyway, she has a show that they do. I think the Nation people and some of these African Americans have kind of like a real estate show on Saturday mornings, you know, I guess around 7 or 8 o'clock. And what they do is they get together on kind of like a conference call, kind of like Lifeline. And they talk about real estate. So I missed it the last couple of weeks. I missed it, you know. But she sent me a little text just to remind me that it's going to happen, you know, on Saturdays at about 7 or 8 or 9, something like that. I got to take a look. But, so.
Have you met the entire family? Her husband, with his family. In other words, is she married, sister, or single with children,
No, I don't know. I really don't know. I never really see her with a brother, but I see her with children, little ones in a stroller, and I've seen her kind of like with a stroller.
She probably got her brothers. She's probably married. Brother probably just, with children that little, and a Muslim. I'm pretty sure she's married.
Because she's tall and got big eyes and kind of slim. And she's a Nation, because every once in a while, you know, she wears like dress clothes, but every once in a while, you see her in that Nation garb, you know. You see her with your sister.
Where did they meet, by the way, speaking of the Nation? Where do you know? Where are they over there meeting?
I think over there in Vermont.
In
Manchester. Over there at that theater.
Where? I think they got away from that a long time ago. They were trying to raise funds to renovate it, but I never did think they raised funds. And then they moved from there. One while they were off of 54th and Crenshaw, and then they moved from there somewhere else. Man, I think they got away from that theater a long time ago. I mean, have you went by there and seen them standing out,
No, not really, because I don't know where they, meet.
Mm-hmm.
I just ordered three more books. It's one, it's called J. Edgar Hoover, Sex and Crime. You know, they're going to probably go into his thing about being a transvestite. And then I ordered one called
the J. Edgar Hoover, the puppet master. You see, because mm-hmm. that's what he did. You see, that's what he did with those gangs. He was the puppeteer, and the Bloods and the Crips were. You see what I mean? So I want to read. I want to read that. So I ordered that one, and then I ordered one about Fred Hampton. You know, the assassination. It says Fred Hampton, how the FBI and the Chicago Police Department murdered Fred Hampton. You know, and see that's one of my points. Is I want to show how the FBI actually what they did was is work with the local police departments in order to get this this Crip thing. But they did. They had FBI to come and either join the police department or just give them seminars and show them how to divide and conquer. You know, because that was the thing, you know, in 1968. And you haven't seen that movie, though, huh? Have you seen that movie called Bastards of the Party? The more and more I look at it, man, more and more information.
What's the name of it?
Bastards of the Party.
Masters of the Party. No. It's actually...
No, Bastards, like B-A-S-T-A-R, like, you know, Bastards.
Oh, okay. Is that a, that's an online movie? Or you saw that in the theater?
It's on the internet.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
So Bastards of the Party.
Oh, okay. May I take a look at it?
Yeah, the more and more I look at it, the more and more information will be coming out. Because the reason that it's called Bastards of the Party is because the Crips and the Bloods are the bastards of the Black Panther Party.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's the Black Panther Party.
I mean, is that right? That's the theme of the movie?
And that's the name of it. That's the name of the movie, of the documentary. It's called Bastards of the Party. And it's about his brother, Klee.
And so that's what it says, that the Crips and Bloods are the bastards of the Black Panther Party, huh?
Yeah. Because I got the book. You just come out this book called... The City of Quartz, and this
uh-huh.
dude, he analyzes the Crips and Bloods, and he even puts in there kind of like a police hot neighborhood, in other words, hot list of the gangs. In other words, you could see how the LAPD had mapped out the gangs; they knew where the gangs were. And they had so many of these blocks in red, so many of these blocks in blue, and they had like 8-tray gangsters, and they had some Pyrus. In other words, the LAPD knew what the hell was happening. They knew it because they are the ones that created it. They are the ones that
mm-hmm.
created it right there. What they did was, and one of the things that they did was. What you do, you just go and you sweep up every. I don't know if you remember, because I remember well. Do you remember that little toy store I had on 66 in Vermont?
Yeah, vaguely, uh-huh.
I lived across the street, but I had a little toy store on 66 in Vermont, and let's see. Yeah, I had a little toy store in 66 in Vermont. Oh, yeah. And it was and this was in 84. And it was during the Olympics. And the brother next door to me named Rockman, he had a little fake gallery. You know, he had little video games for the kids to come in. And he sold them hot dogs and candy and popcorn and stuff like that. And during the 84 Olympics, Daryl Gates, he wanted the streets to be safe for all the people coming in to Los Angeles from all around the world. So what he did was he swooped up every single youngster that he knew. And they swept up thousands of them and thousands of them and put them in the put them in the Coliseum. And then slowly booked them into the jail. He kept them in jail for 2 weeks. And then after the Olympics was over, he let them go.
Oh, wow.
That's the power of the local police department, man. It'd be 5, 6, 7,000 of them. Just tell them, just go out and arrest every black youngster. Every black youngster on the street, just because that was his thing of making that Olympics a safe thing. And he kept them in jail for 2 weeks. And the brother next door, he was depending on them youngsters coming in there playing his little pinball machines and other things, popcorn. And he didn't make a sale. And I think he even went out of business because the youngsters was locked up. I'm telling you, brother.
Wow.
And so what the LAPD does is what they do, they do what they call gang sweeps. And they sweep up all them African-American teenagers, take them down to jail, mugshot them, print them, get their address, get the information, and then let them go. And then this is the database that the LAPD has. In order to, and you see this map, if you see this map that I have, you'll see this map that I have, and that's how they did it. And then the FBI, and then they manipulated, but they did go around, instigate fights and shooting, like Ernie Smith. And they did it. This is 1969, 1979, 1979, 1989, 1999. From 69 to 99, that's 30 years. And from 69, so the Bloods and Crips have been around for about 50-something years. And see, that's not the quality or characteristic of a child. A child is distracted. An adult is concentrated. An adult can keep his mind on one. See, that's what makes an adult, and a child. And so children are not able to keep something going like a game for 50 years. That's not just, maybe 10 years, Not for 50 years. That's not the characteristic of the child. Slimmer? That's my point.
Yeah.
That's one of my points.
Yeah.
Thing, yeah. Yeah. That's one of my points there. Yeah. Let me see what's happening there. Yeah, so one of the things I'm gonna do, now I gotta talk to his brother too. That's one of the things I'm kinda good at, doing two things at once. Let me see what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay, brother, so you're in the process of writing that book, huh?
Oh yeah, another thing too. Brutalists. Have you heard of? You're an architect. Have you heard of brutalist architecture?
No, never heard of it.
Right. I looked up the J. Edgar Hoover building, and the J. Edgar Hoover building is they use brutalist architecture. Ain't that something? Listen to that word. Brutalist architecture. And let me show you. Yeah. Brutalist architecture. Brutalist architecture is an architectural style which emerged during the 50s in the United Kingdom among the reconstruction projects of the post-war era. Brutalist buildings are characterized by minimalist constructions that showcase the bare building materials and structural elements over the decorative design. The style commonly makes use of exposed, unpainted concrete or brick, angular geometric shapes, and predominantly monochrome color palette. Other materials such as street timber and glass, and la, 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 you know, it goes on. But anyway, it's an architectural style that the FBI building, the J. Edgar Hoover building is, you know, they use that. I found that interesting that the J. Edgar Hoover building, you know, they call it brutalist history. It was started in 1965 and was completed September 1975. And the type of architecture that they used was brutalist, like a brute, brutal. Someone who's, ain't that something?
Yeah.
Edgar Hoover Building. It's at 935 Pennsylvania Avenue, northwest of Washington, D.C. Yeah. Some people are trying to take J. Edgar Hoover off the FBI building because he, you know, did so much, and then he got exposed for, you know, doing all that, hating Dr. King and that COINTELPRO program and all that. People want to get his name off there. So, anyway, that's my book. It's coming along, brother. I mean, like I said, I've been writing it for 30 years, so it ain't like, you know, the greatest thing I got to do is just write it. You know, I already got the information. All right, I won't hold you up, brother. Do you got to do some shopping, or who are you available to do some, you know, you want to ride with me? I got to go out in Compton and do some things.
What time are you heading out that way?
One of the things, you know, that brother Salam and Malik, he's going to help me get my he's going to help me get my printer going. I got to get my printer going, and you know, he told me to go get a cord, and he's going to, you know, kind of come over here and help me. But anyway, yeah, I'll call you back.
Oh, okay, brother. All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Salam.